Welcome back, Catholic Connection. Always great to catch up with Kelly Selman from the Cardinal Newman Society for our Newman Guide News. So, Kelly, I really appreciate this podcast, well, your podcast in general that you do at the Newman Center. But this particular discussion with this young woman, how brave is she and was she to really stand up against this culture that was not anything that she expected when she thought she was going to a Catholic school? So this is what we're calling part two of our interview with Emily. So first of all, set this up for us, then we'll play a short clip, about 35 seconds, to kind of give people a flavor of what we're discussing. But set this interview up in this podcast up for us, if you will, and good to have you on the program again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Teresa. Great to be back on with you and talking about the second section of this podcast interview we did with Emily Torres. She's a recent graduate of a Catholic college, and she's also a recent convert to the Catholic faith. And she went off to college hoping to find some like-minded Catholic friends to help build her up in her faith. And unfortunately, what she encountered at a Catholic college was scandal and confusion. And Teresa, this is an important reminder for Catholic families to do their due diligence as they navigate the college search and seek out a truly faithful Catholic college.
Yeah, that's so true. Right now, because it's that time of year when, some kids are preparing to head off to school, other kids are maybe going to an orientation. This is a very timely topic for right now, is it not?
I think it's very important right now. A lot of high school sophomores and juniors are attending summer programs this summer at Newman Guide recommended colleges. They're making campus visits to lots of places, and Catholic families need to be aware of the state of education today. And that's what the Cardinal Newman Society has been doing for 30 years. We were founded after our president, Patrick Riley, experienced scandal at a Catholic college he attended and started alerting families to what was happening at his college and at other Catholic colleges. And I think that was really one of the first times that people started becoming aware of what's going on these campuses. Unfortunately, many of our Catholic colleges, even as these things are pointed out, they haven't made changes. And that's why we recommend faithful Catholic colleges in the Newman Guide. And we continue to highlight what's going on so that Catholic families can know and know the Newman Guide difference.
I mean, it can be pretty crazy out there, as we're going to hear in some of the clips we're going to be playing from Emily. How do you think it got to this point, Kelly, in your experience? What do you think happened?
Yes, so much secularization. I think so much chasing after secular prestige, secular rankings, secular research initiatives. Instead of remaining rooted in what Catholic education is all about, Pope John Paul II released Ex Corde Ecclesiae in 1990 to express what a Catholic university should be all about. It should be about the integration of faith and reason, integrally forming students, seeking out truth, and having faithful Catholic professors teaching in these places.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so set up the first clip. It's a short one, but it packs a powerful punch. It's about 35 seconds. So what's she going to explain to us in this particular soundbite?
Yes. So in this first soundbite, you'll get a glimpse of how even Catholic beliefs that Emily was trying to share at a Catholic college, she faced so much heat for simply expressing truths of the faith on her campus. And she sadly says, after graduation, she has no friends that she's kept in touch with after attending this Catholic university. And this clip will give you a little glimpse into why that's the case.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to roll this first clip. It's of Emily Torres, and she's a student, a recent graduate of I'm doing the air quotes here if you could see me, Catholic college, and some of what she encountered she explains here.
That was the disheartening part. Like I said, I wanted to go to a Catholic college to find a group of like-minded individuals for community, and even when I'm in these circles that you would think I would find that, I just didn't. And I even found people that were hostile towards me because of me preaching just what the Catholic Church already teaches. And that reminded me too of getting comments from people about the pro-life club, this shouldn't be allowed on campus. And it's this is a Catholic school. What do you mean this shouldn't be allowed on campus?
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just this huge disconnect happening at this school.
Shouldn't be allowed on campus. That is just, you hear that, you're like, oh, you can't make it up, Kelly, right?
You know, she's holding this pro-life tabling and trying to disseminate research on why we believe life begins at conception, why all life should be valued. And she's sort of the outcast on her campus, you know, by standing for pro-life values. And I think about at Newman Guide Colleges where pro-life leaders are being formed, where the truths of our faith are being shared in pro-life conferences, where the pro-life message is being incorporated across the curriculum, where these colleges are going to great lengths to support the pro-life message. You know, I know, Teresa, you and I have talked a little bit about some of these really amazing programs that Newman Guide Colleges have to build up pro-life leaders, and also to support women who find themselves with an unplanned pregnancy. Belmont Abbey College in Belmont, North Carolina, and University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, have incredible programs to support pregnant college students and help provide for them and support them so that they can finish their degree and have their baby and provide a joyful environment for them.
Now, does the university of which we're speaking, this particular University of the Midwest, did they know that she was doing this interview? Have they had any response? Did you reach out to them? Or has there been any discussion?
You know, we haven't heard from them. I know that she reached out to the administration so many times while she was a student on campus, you know, expressing her concerns about the drag show on campus, expressing her concern that her posters about pro-life events were not being kept up on the walls on campus, expressing her concerns about the theology department on campus. And overall, she didn't hear a lot back from the university. What she told us is she really relied on friends she made online as she was becoming Catholic in high school. She found some online Catholic forums of people who really helped her to pursue the truth and to seek out the truth of the Catholic faith. And she relied on these online communities throughout college to help her stay Catholic and to understand what the church really teaches about different issues.
You know, you feel so badly for her and also for other students who are in a similar situation, maybe even Catholic students who really believed in their faith and what that must have been like, even though she had a hard time finding them because there probably weren't that many on the campus. But I do believe that God is using this in her. I get the sense that it really strengthened her faith. Don't you agree with that, Kelly?
Yes. You know, she said, I felt like there was one way or another to go. I could either lose my faith or this was going to ignite my faith. And thanks to the grace of God, you know, I think her faith really grew. And she's going on to work for Catholic Answers now.
I
and
love
what
that.
Great preparation she had of encountering really troubling issues and doing the research and doing the work to learn what the church teaches. I think she'll be a wonderful blessing to Catholic Answers and really how this background did prepare her in a lot of ways for that.
Yeah, I think it's amazing the way God is using her. I mean, she's already been in that situation where she's had to defend the faith, explain it and defend it in a Catholic setting to people that were above her. So this is really going to give her, you know, the guts that she needs to go out there, especially working for a fine organization like Catholic Answers, to do more apologetics. More with Kelly Solomon and the story of Emily Torres, who spoke up for her faith, even though she was being attacked for it at a Catholic university in the Midwest. We'll have a few other clips from this fantastic podcast that this young woman did with the Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back. Every week we have the chance to sit down with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society for our Newman Guide News, and we are continuing our discussion as we did it recently. This is part two with Emily Torres, the podcast with Emily Torres, a young woman who now is working for Catholic Answers, or is going to be working for Catholic Answers, a recent graduate of a Midwest university, and we'll name the university as well if you're wondering in a second, because she did mention it in the podcast. But this young woman, a convert to the faith, goes to a Catholic college thinking, hey, this is going to be great. Everybody in the pool, we're all going to be happy. We're all going to be learning more and growing in our faith. And instead, she finds herself an apologist with people who were supposedly in the church and teaching the faith. So, Kelly, let's set up this next clip, which is pretty scary, about theology classes that she attended at this particular school, if you would. It's about, I think this one is about 38 seconds long. So tell us about this soundbite that we're going to hear.
Yes. So Emily Torres encountered a lot of sad issues on her Catholic campus, everything from drag shows to major pushback against pro-life efforts to now her theology classes. And, you know, Emily had great things to say about the philosophy department at her college, but unfortunately, although she would have loved to take more theology classes, she was not hearing good things about them from some of the Catholic students she had met, and that there was major issues going on in these theology classes. And again, I think of the stark contrast at Newman Guide recommending the colleges where students take several courses in authentic Catholic theology, and theologians have the mandatum from their bishop that in which they pledge to teach according to church teaching. So here's Emily and her experience with the theology classes at her Catholic college.
Yeah, where do you hear
I
this,
folks? I couldn't find a single theology teacher, maybe one that I had heard good reviews about from my other friends that were, you know, faithful. So two things I want to share about that. So I had heard from friends who were getting degrees in theology, so much blasphemy happening in their theology classes. So like, for example, some of the teachers wanted you to refer to God by she, her pronouns, even though God has revealed his pronouns as he, him. So it's so stupid. Teachers teaching that when Jesus told Lazarus to come out of the cave, that was a coming out of his sexuality.
Oh my gosh. What to say?
It's hard to put into words a response to that, right, Teresa?
I don't know if I actually heard that one yet. I mean, I've heard so many things in my, 24 plus years on the air in Catholic media, but that's a new one. So that was a coming out moment. That's what that was about, apparently. Okay.
Yeah. And students, I think we've alerted families a lot that on secular campuses, you need to be prepared to defend your faith, to stand up for what you believe in. But at Catholic colleges as well, this one is not the only Catholic college that we've unfortunately reported on the scandals taking place for so many years, right? There's a whole host of Catholic colleges, unfortunately, that have strayed from their faith and that students are being taught things in the classroom that go against what the church teaches.
Do you think, Kelly, that parents are becoming more aware? I told you the conversation in the last segment we did on Emily's wonderful podcast, Your Powerful Witness, the conversation I had with a gentleman who he sent his daughter to the same school, and we could say the name of the university, it's Loyola, and he was very upset because he said in one semester, he said all the money he spent on Catholic education, 8 years of Catholic school, 4 years of Catholic high school, and now she was in this school for one semester. And he said she's already lost her faith. Now she's pro-abortion. Now she was espousing some of the very things that Emily was talking about that she heard from her professors. I mean, but do you think parents are becoming more aware of this problem?
Yes, I do think they're becoming more aware. Here at the Cardinal Newman Society, we see huge growth in our web traffic, huge growth in our Newman Guide College Fair, huge growth in the number of high school students signing up for our Recruit Me program and our scholarship contest. We almost doubled our numbers on everything from last year to this year. So
wow.
I think that, as college becomes, less students are going to college. There are less college-age students now this fall for the first time because of the demographic cliff that, all the media has been talking about. I think that the Newman Guide is becoming even more attractive because it's making families be able to identify something of that is the real advantage of going and investing 4 years, because you're getting a true Catholic education and formation. You're developing as a person. You're learning how to think critically. You're learning the integration of all these subjects, right? It's becoming such a stark contrast, I think, to what is offered at so many other colleges these days.
Yeah. What kind of advice would the Cardinal Newman Society give, though? Because I think this is an important question to ask. Emily, I think, is unique, very strong. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she really loves the Catholic Church, and she studied her way in, and she was determined, as you said, okay, I can go either way. I can either really buckle up and learn my faith here and defend it, or I can, God forbid, lose my faith. But not every young person is going to be able to be an Emily. And if not, this is just my suggestion. If, as a parent, I would say, okay, it's time to move on and to find another real, how about a real Catholic university?
Yes, Teresa, I agree with you. I think Emily is definitely an exception, that she was incredibly strong in her faith as a convert because she had thought it out herself and had learned the truth and kept digging for the truth. But I think she's really the exception among 18-year-olds heading off to college. You know, so many of them are going to be influenced so strongly by peer pressure, especially on college campuses. And so where can you go and find a really wholesome Catholic community where you're going to have a group of friends to go to daily mass with, to frequent the sacraments, to have wholesome fun and activities? You know, that's what you'll find at a Newman Guide College. And God bless Emily, and I'm so glad she was able to make it through, but she really describes her college experience as surviving it, you know?
Right.
And I think college can be so much more. It can be a place where you thrive and where you're prepared for your career and your vocation.
Yeah, on the one hand, we're so proud of her and so grateful that she challenged those at this university. On the other hand, how sad, because I mean, I went to a secular school, but I really enjoyed my college years. I was more into my career than I was in my faith at the time, but it was a very positive experience for me. It wasn't negative. And to be able to enjoy it as opposed to going in there, you know, knowing you're going to have to fight every single day. It's an entirely different experience.
Right. And that, how much good can 4 more years of formation do to prepare you for our society today? You know, that Emily's doing the work on her own to continue learning her faith and study and read. But Newman Guide colleges are propelling students forward by actually providing them with that kind of education.
I'm glad to hear your numbers are more than doubling in terms of people reaching out. That's fabulous, which means parents are becoming more aware. We're talking with, as we do every week, with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society. Their really cool website, tons of info, cardinalnewmansociety.org, cardinalnewmansociety.org. Okay, continuing with some clips from this really interesting podcast with Emily Torres. We have a 2-minute clip, and what will we hear from Emily in this clip?
Teresa, I believe this clip is about her connecting with some friends that are still at the college and about how a lavender mass was recently hosted on campus.
Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Let's hear it.
I reconnected with a friend who's still there, unfortunately.
Still at Chicago Loyola.
Yes.
Okay.
And she told me about the recent events that have been happening there. One of the events that was just hosted on April 11th this year was this LGBTQ plus CLC. So CLC is Christian Living Community. There's an LGBTQ plus one themed one. They had what's called a lavender mass. I don't know what the lavender relevance is, but this is like a LGBTQ mass, basically. That was the theme. And so on the flyer, it says a Catholic mass celebration for all led by the LGBTQ plus community. And they had this in not the main chapel on campus, but we have 2 smaller ones. And so they had it in one of the smaller ones. And according to my friend, they put pride flags in the pews for mass. And they also attempted to put pride flags in the flowers on the altar during mass. And thankfully, one of the sacristans that was helping, she told them, no, you can't do that. You cannot have anything else on the altar. You need to take those out. So they took the pride flags out, thankfully. Also recently, April 13th, they've just been very hot on their April events, apparently. Catholics for Choice came to visit the SRJ Club. So that's the Free Condom Friday group, which is not an official organization, but I guess, again, they are kind of affiliated with our school. They had a pro-choice Catholicism 101 workshop. And on the little flyer, they have an image. The center image is a large image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And on the side of it, it says, Mary had a choice. You should too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, these things just break my heart. And they break my heart for the young people that are exposed to them. And I'll bet you that most Catholic parents don't know this kind of thing is happening.
I've heard that quote. They use it at Christmas time too, Kelly. Mary had a choice, and you should too. Mm. It's like, dear God have mercy on their souls. You know,
Blessed Mother, intercede for us.
please. It's just heartbreaking. And this is on a Catholic campus. Now, did anyone respond to anything? I mean, because she was, you know, really, I mean, petitioning the school and talking to people about it. What kind of response did she get from leadership?
Yeah, a lot of times she didn't get a lot of response. Some of these issues come from the fact that some of these groups aren't officially affiliated with the college, right? They'll be unofficial student groups.
Yeah, but they still let them on the campus, and they didn't stop them.
Right, and, you know, they find ways around things like handing out Free Condom Friday across the sidewalk from the campus and things like that.
Condom Friday. Oh my gosh.
Right in time with the noon mass. Apparently it's on campus
when she would hear the yells about wonderful.
Free Condom Friday going on, you know, and I think it's just more than anything, it speaks to the culture and it speaks to the student community of what kind of environment you're going to be putting your child into. And that's why I'm so grateful that Emily is shedding a light on some of the things that happened during her years there.
I would love to interview her too. I mean, we have to keep in touch with her because she is amazing. What a strong young woman, and she's going to already is doing great things in the church. All right. So first of all, we're so grateful that you are there and that we can expose this, because this is super important that parents are hearing this from the mouth of a young woman who is a new Catholic and was just all gung-ho to go to a Catholic university and ends up having to defend her faith in an atmosphere where she thought her faith would flourish. But in a way, it did flourish in a big way, because she became even more dedicated to the truth and the beauty of it. But the fact that she had the knowledge to understand what was going on and to challenge those, you know, professors is so important. Wow. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so grateful for this, Kelly. Great job on bringing this to us. So what's next? What's coming up? What are you guys working on for the summer?
Awesome. Well, right now we're working on our next magazine will be coming out next month. Teresa will be talking about the demographic cliff and how Newman Guide colleges are responding and how they're working more closely with the now K-12 schools we're recommending in the Newman Guide. To build up that lifelong Catholic education and the Newman Guide continuum that now goes from kindergarten all the way through graduate programs.
Well, what you guys do is so important, and we're so grateful that you can join us every week to talk about this. Of course, this was our edition of the Newman Guide News with our good friend Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society. Check out their great website. Check out the podcast, all the information that's available, and especially the Newman Guide. You can find a link to it on their homepage. All you need to do is go to CardinalNewmanSociety.org. Again, that's CardinalNewmanSociety.org. We'll be right back. Let you know what's coming up on the next Catholic Connection. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Teresa.